So let's listen to That Dare from Them Dirty Blues by Cannonball Adderley Quintet. My name is Richard Hill. This is First Tuesday Rainy Day Radio. You're listening to WPKN in Bridgeport, 89.5 FM, and serving Fairfield, New Haven, and Litchfield counties in Connecticut and Suffolk County in New York, as well as, of course, communities around the world via podcasts and streaming at WPKN.org. Cannonball Adderley. That's our opening shot for Jazz Edge here tonight on First Tuesday Rainy Day Radio. Cannonball Adderley, that was Dat Dare from the Them Dirty Blues album. That's Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Nat Adderley on cornet, Bobby Timmons on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. So now we're going to go to our three tenors section of the Jazz Edge show. We're going to start with a track by Tina Brooks. This is an album led by him, a group led by him. We'll start out with an album called, one of his releases called True Blue, and I think this one actually came out during his life, and we'll hear a track called Uptight's Creek. Tina Brooks on tenor sax, and I'll tell you more about this when I come back.
Thank you.
So there you had Booker Ervin, once again, born in 1930, lived a short 39 years and released 18 albums, actually, as a leader between 1960 and 1968. He made his bones with Charles Mingus, part of that amazing big band, released albums in 1958, the early 60s. He went to Europe, spent a lot of time there, recorded with Prestige Records, recorded with some of Mingus's sidemen, Jackie Byard, piano, Richard Davis, bass, and Alan Dawson on drums. And he recorded some albums with Blue Note Records as well. And just a note on Booker Ervin from one of his collaborators, Randy Weston. He recorded with Randy between 1963 and 1966. Weston said that Booker Ervin, for me, was on the same level as John Coltrane. He was a completely original saxophonist. He was a master. He is absolutely, he just rips my skull off whenever I hear him. So he's got that hard edge sound. He plays with lightning speed and complete articulation. Fantastic, amazing player. Just tell you who the personnel was on that track that we heard. So that was Booker on tenor sax, Charles Tolliver on trumpet, John Hicks on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, and Lenny McBrown somehow hanging on and playing those beautiful solos there at the end on drums. Before that, we heard from Hank Mobley from the album Dippin', and that track was called Breakthrough. By the way, the Booker Ervin track was called Booze Blues, B-O-O apostrophe S, Blues, on an album called Structurally Sound. So the Hank Mobley cut that we heard was from Dippin' album, and a track called Breakthrough, and that had Lee Morgan, of all people, on trumpet, can't do better than that, Harold Mayburn on piano, Larry Ridley on bass, and one of my favorite bop drummers, Billy Higgins, on drums. And then we opened it up with Tina Brooks from his True Blue album, the only album released during his lifetime of the five that he recorded, with Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Duke Jordan on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Taylor on drums, and that track was called Uptight's Creek. So we've been through our first cycle of great tenor players, great underappreciated tenor players. We're going to resume now with another cycle, starting again with Tina Brooks, defaulting then to Hank Mobley, and then Booker Ervin for the third in the set. Back to the Tracks is the cut we're going to hear from the Back to the Tracks album with Tina Brooks as the leader of the group. We'll be back after three tracks of this ripping music. Thank you. we just heard from Booker Ervin from his Structurally Sound album, and the track was called Frenes. Personnel one more time on that: Charles Tolliver on trumpet, John Hicks piano, Red Mitchell bass, and Lenny McBurn on drums. Before that, we heard something by the Hank Mobley Quintet, and the album is called Jazz Message Number 2. He had one called Jazz Message, I think, by Hank Mobley, or from Hank Mobley. This is Number 2, and we heard a track called Doug's Minor B-O-K. Doug's Minor B-O-K. I guess it's in the, I hope, maybe it's in the key of B minor. I don't know. That featured, one more time, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Hank Jones on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. And we opened this set up with Tina Brooks, and the track was Back to the Tracks from the Back to the Tracks album, 1960 release, and that featured different trumpet player, Blue Mitchell. Jackie McLean, who was not on this track, was on that session. We had Kenny Drew on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. And before I forget, I want to thank my friend Rick Skinner in Alachua, Florida, who alerted me to Tina Brooks's oeuvre, and I checked it out this past week, and so I formulated this program tonight based on that. So thanks, Rick. Just another word or two about Tina Brooks. Once again, he was born in 1932 in Fayetteville, North Carolina. He died at the age of 42. He was a leader, as I said, on 5 albums, only one of which was released during his lifetime. And he played, he was kind of known, if at all, through his sideman work with Kenny Burrell, Freddie Hubbard, Jackie McLean, and Freddie Redd. So a real find for me, and I hope the world gets on board, because his CDs, as I said, started to be released in the mid-80s, and some of them, I think, didn't get released until the new millennium. So that's Tina Brooks. We also heard from Hank Mobley and Booker Ervin. Just a word or two about Hank Mobley. Some critical acclaim from Leonard Feather. He was described as, quote, the middleweight champion of tenor saxophone, a metaphor used to describe his tone that was neither as aggressive as John Coltrane or Booker Ervin, for that matter, nor as mellow as Stan Getz. And his style was laid back, subtle, and melodic, especially in contrast with players like Sonny Rollins and Coltrane. Well, not to take away from those two giants, but so it goes with jazz critics. They make it up as they go along. Anyway, Hank Mobley also could play hard-ass stuff, as we noticed from the last couple of tracks we heard from him. So we're going to continue. We have just under 10 minutes, so I'm only going to be able to squeeze in a couple more tracks here. And since this whole thing was inspired by Tina Brooks, I'll go with a track by him, and let's see, which one should I pick? I think I'll go with a blues called The Blues and I, and this should take us up to about almost 5 of 11. Art Venable should be in at 11. My name is Richard Hill. This has been First Tuesday Rainy Day Radio. This music might take us right on up to the public service announcements at 5 of the hour. So if that is the case, I will say goodnight now. Thank you for listening. Tina Brooks, The Blues and I, from the Back to the Tracks CD. Here we go.